The J-Talk Podcast. Yosh, 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 yosh.
Hello and welcome to the J-Talk Podcast. I'm Ben Maxwell. A big thanks to Stuart and John for doing the heavy lifting last week while I was waiting online for toilet paper. Sam Robson thought he'd be lying on a beach having a corona during this COVID-19 enforced J-League recess, but instead those slave drivers over at Football Radar have stuck him on the Bulgarian Parva Liga. So hopefully his head won't get turned by your Lokomotiv Plovdivs and your Vitosha Bitistratas. And Sam will be back with us next week. For fans of Vitosha there, I realise I've butchered the name of your club, but I'm sure you'll forgive me. One thing that definitely won't be with us next week is J-League football. And to bring us up to date with the latest news on a possible resumption and on whether the league might even consider restructuring the season is Dan Orlowitz from the Japan Times. Dan, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be back, as always. Thanks for having me. I wish it was under better circumstances, but here we are.
Indeed, indeed. And let's just check, Dan, you're all okay, and you're okay for toilet paper as well?
Oh, yeah, no, we actually bought a case about a week before things started to go down. So last I counted, we've still got a dozen rolls left. We're holding on strong in our household, and hopefully that continues to be so.
Absolutely. Thoughts and prayers, Dan. Before I move on, I've got to do this or I'll feel terrible for the rest of the podcast. It's Vitosha Bistritza. There you go. I was trying to make a funny joke at the start, and it's blown up in my face. But there you go. I've got the name of that club right, so there are supporters. Hopefully, will forgive me. Dan, yeah, so the listeners are probably aware of what's gone on. There's this virus you get if you drink Mexican beer, and it's caused toilet paper shortages in several countries. I kid, of course, but of course the coronavirus is a global pandemic that has affected the tens of thousands of people, with the death toll in the thousands. And obviously there are far more important things than Japanese football to worry about. But this is a Japanese football podcast, and you know that, listener, because it says so on the tin. So forgive us for worrying about Japanese football in a time like this. Dan, let's get into it. After match day one in both J1 and J2 was played two weekends ago, the league postponed all games until the middle of March. So amongst other things, that meant three full rounds of J1 and J2 were postponed. But as that deadline, the middle of March, has come closer and the situation has escalated worldwide, not only in Japan, of course, it became clear that the resumption would not be possible. So what's the latest we can share with the listeners as we record on Monday night Japan time?
Well, today the J-League and Nippon Professional Baseball met. They established a joint task force to figure out how they're going to respond to the outbreak, which is, for those who aren't familiar with the relationship between Japanese baseball and Japanese football, I mean, that's the equivalent of the Berlin Wall falling in this country. It's really the first time that the two leagues have collaborated on anything. So for them to reach out in that manner is pretty impressive, but that's sort of getting away from the point. They held their second meeting today. They've got a panel of three medical experts who are consulting and providing advice. And the conclusion that they reached is that the goal of being able to resume from March 18th is not really feasible. So the J-League will look to resume now on April 3rd, and hopefully that's it. We certainly hope that the league will be in a position to get play started by then. MPB is also delaying the start of its season. They were supposed to start on March 20th, and they haven't announced when they'll be resuming, but that's the play of things right now.
All right, then. So if, again, this is a temporary deadline that I'm sure will come under the microscope as that date gets closer as well. But if let's hold them on their word at the moment and that they can get things readied for a restart on the 3rd of April, that would be, match day 7 in J1. And a Friday night game between Tokyo and Yokohama FC would start the match day 7 slate, Dan. So that means that J1 would have to make up 5 rounds of matches sometime during the season, and that obviously will have a massive impact on the clubs. We're obviously also in an Olympic year with a 6-week break scheduled roughly in the middle of the season for the Tokyo Olympics, of course. So how realistic do you believe a 3rd of April resumption is? And if it is indeed possible to resume on that date, what will the impact be of the rescheduled fixtures, do you think?
I mean, it's they're running out of calendar. I think that's what any discussion really comes down to. Hopefully, they're able to resume on the 3rd, because obviously the J-League resuming play would mean that the virus situation in Japan at least has gotten under control, and that's good news for everyone. But you have to look back to 9 years ago when the Tohoku earthquake and tsunami happened, and the league was off for, I believe it was 6 weeks or 6 rounds. Five or six, I'd have to go back and double check, but that was a year when it wasn't an Olympic year, the Asian Cup had already happened. There was a nice break before the start of World Cup qualifying, so they were able to find the dates to make that up. But this year, they don't really have that much wiggle room. Even if you're adding midweek fixtures, they've got the ACL to think about, because a lot of those match days have been rescheduled. They have the Emperor's Cup. They have the Levon Cup, which at this point, I'm sort of wondering if that's the sacrifice they have to make. But you've got to make up the games at some point, and it's going to be tough. I don't think that the J-League wants to have players going Wednesday, Sunday for the entire season.
Most heavily. And yes, you ran a poll on your Twitter account recently, Dan, with 4 different options of what you think supporters think might be possible ways around this issue. I'm surprised 100% of respondents didn't select cancelling the Levain Cup. But yes, that's it's hard to imagine J-League getting rid of one of their traditional cash cows, but as you say, the squeeze might be so severe that the Levain Cup might have to be sacrificed. Before we move on, I should address, and you've already kind of addressed this question in your last answer, Dan, but we did get a question from one of our newest supporters on Patreon, Peter, asking about what we think, what we would do if we were in a position of power with an early April resumption likely. And that was some good foresight from Peter there to structure his question like that before he even knew that was going to be the case. So, Dan, I'll just read Peter's question to you. And, if you want to add any more than what you've just answered, feel free to do so. So Peter asks, he says he doesn't see how the season can be truncated. So he guesses the question to ponder is, what schedule adjustments would you do if in a position of power if the league restarts in early April? And would you do anything different if the league restarts in May or later? So, what I was getting at before. If you think a third of April resumption is not possible, then obviously then we're looking towards the middle of April or maybe even the start of May. And then surely that things would have to get more drastic.
I think that if they can't make April 3rd, you gotta cancel the Levain Cup. I think that's the only way the algebra works out. I think that they'll need to look at cancel the Levain Cup, you cancel the J1 playoff, and just make it three up and three down so that the J2 fixtures have a bit of wiggle room. And that's it. I don't think that the league, I mean, the league doesn't have any options beyond that. There are, of course, that if the national teams World Cup qualifiers are canceled and they play friendlies in June, even assuming that they play in June, you can play, you know, you can get in a round or two in that. You know, if you're looking at what else can be adjusted, what else can be canceled, there's the Emperor's Cup, but that's the JFA's call, and I don't think that that's going to happen. I don't think that the JFA really wants to die on that hill. Mm. But I mean, that's what you got. It's other than that, it's what is difficult about all these reschedulings and that sort of thing is that unlike in Europe, unlike in the United States, unlike in South America, unlike in other countries in Asia, most of the stadiums in Japan are owned by the municipalities. So these aren't stadiums that are reserved exclusively for the J-League teams, and you know, they can sort of fit in a game whenever they want. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces here, and some stadiums may not be available on such and such Wednesdays, mm-hmm. or available on such and such national team breaks. Like, they've already been rented out months or, you know, if not, you know, a year or more in advance. So the league is somewhat limited in how much it can do. And eventually some, you know, the teams have to make sacrifices and the fans are going to have to make some sacrifices.
Yes, indeed. And yeah, the Levain Cup might be on the chopping block, or we might finally get a knockout Levain Cup, Dan. That would be something.
Well, we did in 2011, that's what they did.
Okay, rightio. Well, there you go. My memory doesn't stretch
Right, right, right. Yeah, but like that is what they did. They turned it into a knockout series. I think it was home and away. I don't remember because, gosh, we were supporting FC Tokyo in the J2 in 2011, so we didn't get any of that action.
That's why I couldn't recall it, indeed, yeah.
Right. But it was a knockout tournament, and I don't even remember who won in 2011. Not that it really quite matters, but it was... Wait, no, it was Kashima, Antlers, Yuya Osako scored in extra time, I think.
I guess that's a fairly safe bet. If you don't know who won a title in a particular season, if you just were to say Kashima, you would have a decent chance of being right.
Well, no, that was the first, I think that was the first J-League game I ever covered as a photographer, that final.
Oh, wow, okay.
Kashima Urawa, and so, yeah, so there's a bit of memory lane. And, yeah, I just don't think that they have that many options. So they really got to hope. I guess the option, if they can't hold the games with supporters on April 3rd, is to hold the games without supporters on April 3rd. Mm. And that gets into some really thorny debate. Murai has said that's like the last ditch option. They don't want to hold games without fans. I don't think we're at that point yet, but we might have to discuss that if things don't calm down another 2 or 3 weeks. So, yeah, it's just really difficult to say.
Yes, indeed. And all right. Well, yeah. Thanks for your question, Peter. We're not sure. Obviously, we don't know a definitive date for a resumption. But yes, I'm certainly worried that April the 3rd might be a bridge too far, and we might have to. I don't know. I mean, it's such a complicated situation. Obviously, with the Olympics throwing everything up in the air. Well, yeah, Dan. Okay. Well, let's address that as well. I mean, it's one of the biggest sporting events in the world. Japan is lucky enough to have won the rights to host it this year. And obviously, if it was going to be held anywhere else in the world this year, it would be whether or not the Olympics would be going ahead in a global situation like this would would be a question that would need to be answered. So I don't know if you're hearing anything on the sports desk at the Japan Times. You're obviously a lot more switched on to the news about something like that than I would, and I'm sure most of the listeners would be. It's hard to imagine the Olympics being postponed or cancelled altogether, but I don't know whether you've heard where any contingency plans have been put into place yet, or obviously we all hope that everything's going to be okay, but have you heard anything about anything Olympics related?
Besides the test events that have already been postponed or sort of adjusted, like they had the sport climbing test event last Friday, where instead of athletes, they had sort of staffers and amateur climbers just test the venue. I'm with you there. I right now, on Monday, March 9th, 2020, I don't think that there's enough there to change to move the Olympics. I mean, there's moving heaven and earth, and then there's rescheduling the Olympics with 4 months' notice. I'll let you be the judge as to which I think is easier. I think that we, at the moment, Japan will hold the Olympics on time if Shinzo Abe has to run the 100-meter dash himself. And I don't think that Japan really has a choice. The final decision does lie with the IOC, and they have, I believe, the authority to reschedule it any time within the calendar year. I don't think we're at the point where anyone's really seriously thinking about it, because it's also, you know, it's not a Japan issue. Every country in the world is being, most countries in the world are being affected by this, and they all have to worry about, you know, the athletes traveling, the coaches traveling, the fans traveling, the support staff, and if they're all coming to Tokyo, you know, at the end of the month, they're all going back home. There's a lot that needs to be considered, but for now, I mean, you'd like to hope that things will be cleared up by then. I think that's really all you can say at the moment.
Yeah, all right then. So what about the effect on some of the other sports, professional and otherwise, in Japan, Dan, at the moment? I've seen on the news this evening, the sumo's going on in an empty venue. There's obviously been some news around the top league, the main rugby union league in Japan, not all of it coronavirus related, interestingly enough. But there's obviously plenty of impact on and plenty of other sports as well.
Yeah, there was also the V League, which was just Japan's top volleyball league, which, dear listeners, I guess raise your hand if you've watched any V League games. I know DAZN has it. I'm not completely up on this, but they canceled their playoff final, and they're also canceling the Pro Rel playoff.
Oh, right.
And I was just skimming that I think the team that will be relegated is not happy with that decision, and they're sort of trying to suss things out. I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, all the pro wrestling promotions have suspended everything. You know, it's affecting just any sort of big event, festivals, conventions, concerts. So the effects are pretty, you know, significant. And I mentioned baseball earlier. NPB is already, I think that the Japan series is already set to end in the middle of November, which is pretty late for baseball, but they had to schedule things around the Olympics. So they want to play all 143 games. Just imagine, we're talking about fitting in 34 rounds.
Yeah.
So they might, you know, it's going to be tough for them, because as a rule, NPB usually doesn't play on Mondays. They're definitely going to have to break that in order to fit their whole schedule in. It's tough all around. I think every sports organization has a lot of difficult decisions to make now and for the next couple of weeks.
Most definitely. All right. Well, yeah, so we don't have a lot of concrete news at the moment. But, yeah, Dan, I appreciate you coming on and chatting about the stuff that we do know. Before I let you go, I mean, I don't want to put you in a position where you feel you have to criticise the league. Do you think the J1 and J2 seasons should have started, Dan, 2 weekends ago? Should they have been able to predict how widespread the impact of COVID-19 would be? Or do they get a pass here? Because, I mean, at the time that the J1 and J2 season began, obviously the season start had been postponed in China, and also right at the end of the week before we kicked off in South Korea as well. Do you think the J-League should have been more proactive in stopping the season starting, or were they simply in a position where they could not have comprehended how widespread and how swiftly the impact of the coronavirus would be felt?
I think that they took as many precautions as they could have, and I think that's evident by the fact that you had however many tens of thousands. I think that the round one total was 180,000, if I'm not mistaken. I know I wrote the figure at some point, but altogether, including the opening weekend and the Super Cup and all the ACL games, you know, you've had 200,000-300,000 people in these stadiums. And as far as we know, nobody was sick. None of the fans have been ill, or at least none of the fans have reportedly been ill. None of the team staff or players have been affected. So if you look at it from the sense of, did the league do everything it could have to prevent, or did the league do everything it could have to hold these matches under these circumstances, then yes, it did. Should they have? I mean, I think that it can go either way, but certainly you can't fault them for their execution. I think that it's the league exists to hold games and to have fans attend those games, and that's what they tried to do, and they were successful. And the fact that the league was the first sports organization in Japan to make this call, before the government stepped in and before sumo or baseball made their decisions, you know, it shows you how much thought they've put into making things safe for fans and for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough. Okay. I did mention before your Twitter poll and, some of the options available. So basically your four options were play games behind closed doors, play games with supporters, but supporters in a buffer zone, in inverted commas. Cancel the Levain Cup, and what was the third of the four? I can't remember. Sorry.
I think that the third was the ban on cheering.
That's right. Sorry, that was actually the second one. You're right.
Right.
So what would the buffer? I know somebody asked this question and it was answered
I think early in the first meeting of the task force, I think one of the medical experts had suggested that they space out the fans so that none of them are sitting next to each other. and like this is obviously, you know, we laugh at the idea, but like this is a medical expert giving their advice from a medical and safety perspective.
Right.
And that is that they want, you know, you shouldn't be within a meter or two of someone. And it's, so from that perspective, like, yeah, it's a logical suggestion, if not really feasible. But for example, the Hiroshima Carp, had their tradition, like every year they have a big thing about selling tickets for individual games at the stadium. And they actually had fans, like, in line spread out with, you know, basically an arm's length between all of them, with like circles of carpet for fans to stand in so they wouldn't get too close to each other and that sort of thing. So I don't know. I think that the league doesn't want to play behind closed doors. Mirai said today that, you know, that they want to support the clubs with, you know, especially the smaller clubs that are most in need of that revenue. And, yeah, it's, I think back to 2014 when Urawa Reds had their closed door game.
Indeed, that was for
a totally different reason. But, and of course they had all their sponsors, covered up, but that cost the team, I think, $1 or $2 million. So it wasn't in terms of lost revenues and having to pay back the vendors and having to refund the tickets. So that's, you know, that adds up for, especially for these smaller clubs. You know, clubs like, you know, Vanfore Kofu, who have just the dozens of sponsor banners, behind both goals. And, you know, those sponsors are the lifeblood of the club. And if they're not getting the exposure, then, you know, there's contractual issues. And, you know, clubs like Kashua, who are only getting, you know, 10,000 fans a game, then you think about, like I said, the vendors and the staff and, the college kids who are working part-time jobs. And it all cascades down. This is an issue, you know, that this outbreak is affecting tourism in Japan, and the J-League tourism is a part of that. So they've got to do something. I think that the league would prefer to get fans back in the stadium as much as they can, and whatever they have to do that is probably going to be the step they take.
Yeah, most heavily. And yeah, poor old FC Imabari, hey? They were supposed to begin life as a J-League club yesterday, Sunday, with a blockbuster home clash against the FC Tokyo under-23s. But, of course, yeah, that was postponed, and Imabari will have to wait another month, we hope, before they can finally make their J3 bow. All right, then, Dan, well, once again, I've mentioned it already. Very much appreciate you coming on and sharing, yeah, with us what you know about the situation so far. So before I let you go, anything to plug Japan Times related? I guess, yeah, From the Spot might be also, we're taking a COVID-19 related hiatus at the moment. I don't know, but yeah, what have you got going on at work at the moment?
I'm actually sort of going to write up my thoughts on this whole scheduling issue and what the league can do for my column on Wednesday, because I don't really have that much else to write about. And me and my desk partner, Jason Koskri, will be on the JT Deep Dive podcast on Wednesday just to discuss the Olympic situation and the scheduling and all the things going into that, and I guess those are my plugs.
Fair enough, then. And of course, on Twitter at Aishiteru Tokyo. And speaking of Twitter, just thinking out loud here, Dan, you reckon Giffy Richie might give us a mulligan on our J Preds if we weren't feeling great about things after match day one? I wonder whether he'll give us a chance to reconsider.
I noticed that today he was tweeting at participants getting the predictions that people had forgotten. Just like things like he asked me about fourth place in the J3, which I guess I had forgotten to add. I don't think that you can get a mulligan, but it maybe on your J3 picks if you're feeling not so confident about those selections, but I think, you know, J1 and J2, that ship has sailed. Those picks are locked in. You got to ride or die by them.
No, fair enough. That well, yeah, actually, well, technically J3 hasn't started yet, so yeah, I guess we probably do have time to readdress our third tier picks. But yeah, again, if you're looking to do so, you better seek a clarification from the man himself at Giffy Richie before you go ahead. And
what did he tweet? It was like 58 people submitted this year.
Oh wow, I actually haven't seen that. So that's terrific. Yeah,
that's a huge number.
Wow, yeah, absolutely brilliant. And, well, yeah, terrific stuff by the man himself. He's done a great job getting it organized and getting it sorted out every year. And, yeah, the proof is in the pudding. The people love it. And, yeah, great stuff from the great man. All right, Dan, well, yes, as I said, very much appreciate your time. And, yeah, look forward to catching up again, hopefully, yeah, with better news about a resumption once everything's hopefully settled down.
Absolutely. Hopefully, you know, in 3 weeks, this will all be over. I think that I probably speak for those of us who have been doing a lot more remote work that the cabin fever is getting to be a bit much, but, we gotta do what we have to.
Indeed, indeed. All right, then. Well, that is it for this slightly truncated episode of the J-Talk podcast. My thanks again to Dan Orlowitz, to Peter from for his question from Patreon, and indeed for all our Patreon supporters for their ongoing support. We'll be back soon, hopefully with Sam Robson, as I say, if he hasn't turned a full Bulgarian on us. But, yeah, stay tuned on Twitter at JTalkPod, and we'll keep you up to date with when our next episode will be on its way. Speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
The J Talk Podcast. Yes, 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 yes.